President Trump toasted Chinese President Xi Jinping at a lavish state dinner in Beijing today, saying the bond between the two countries will only grow stronger. And earlier in the day, President Trump said this about the $347 billion U.S. trade deficit with China that he has long complained about.
I don't blame China. After all, who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens? I give China great credit.
Joining us now from Beijing is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, who's traveling with the president. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And let's start with that quote from the president. He says he doesn't blame China for the lopsided trade relationship with the United States. Back on the campaign trail, he had said China was raping the United States. Why the shift?
Yeah, China was a frequent whipping boy on the campaign trail, a frequent scapegoat for the economic woes Trump sees in the United States. So part of the shift may be just not wanting to be quite so confrontational while in China, although Trump also certainly described other unfair trading practices he says persist in this country. The other way to read this, though, is sort of Trump's view of power, and that, you know, when you have power, it's legitimate to use it. He certainly conducted his own business affairs in that way. So in some ways, this is kind of a view into the very transactional vision that this president has.
What can you tell us about the relationship between President Trump and President Xi? President Trump has been praising President Xi, and we just spoke with our colleague Anthony Kuhn in Beijing the other day, who said that the Chinese have figured out that the way to deal with President Trump is always to praise him. What do we know about the relationship?
Yeah, and the Chinese aren't the only ones who have Trump's number on that score. He has been praised and feted and toasted at every stop along this tour. And you'll remember when the President of France invited President Trump to attend a military parade in that country, and how much President Trump enjoyed that. Well, other leaders have figured that out and followed suit. And there was kind of a mini military parade or military welcome for President Trump here in Beijing today. We didn't see tanks rolling along Tiananmen Square, but we certainly saw military bands. And the president described it as a military parade. And he very much enjoys that kind of pomp and ceremony.
President Trump wants China to do more on the issue of North Korea and its nuclear program. Here he is talking about that today.
Our meeting this morning in front of your representatives and my representatives was excellent, discussing North Korea. And I do believe there's a solution to that, as you do.
Do we know anything about those talks on North Korea?
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson briefed reporters this afternoon, and he said that there is a very much alignment between the United States and China in terms of the policy goal, which is the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But in terms of tactics and timing of how you get there, there may be less agreement. President Trump certainly praised President Xi for steps that China has already taken, suspending the purchase of North Korean coal, for example, and directing Chinese banks not to do business with North Korea. But President Trump says China and other countries still have to do more, and it's not entirely clear that China made any move to do more or agreed to do any more during this summit. President Xi talks about sanctions and using patience, and it's going to take time. Of course, President Trump has said the time for strategic patience is over.
Now, unlike President Trump's predecessors on their visits to China, the president did not take questions from reporters with President Xi. And this comes just 3 years after President Obama did take questions and a reporter asked about press freedom, which was kind of awkward for the Chinese president. Did President Trump have an issue with that, that they didn't take questions, or did he talk at all about, let's say, human rights in China?
The Trump administration did not press the issue of taking questions during this visit. They basically said, well, the Chinese didn't want to take questions, so we went along with that. Previous presidents have insisted on taking questions and sort of showcasing our American tradition of that give and take with the president, but President Trump didn't see fit to do that during this visit.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley traveling with the president in China. Scott, thank you.
Nice to be with you, Jeremy.